Welcome to Nid's Nidra podcast. I'm Nid, your host, and I share this podcast to bring spiritual embodiment to life in this world. We explore a practice each month through contemplation, meditation, yoga nidra, breath work, and ways that we can live and express ourselves more fully through our work. Please share, like, and subscribe. Enjoy. Welcome, I'm Nid, a soul guide, and I share practices with people to make life a little bit more enjoyable and help to ease where things sometimes feel a little challenging. I love to share really simple, practical practices. In this month, we have been exploring the theme of endurance for the light, whatever that means for you, whether it's world peace or whether or not it's just a much more enjoyable life for yourself or for your loved ones. And earlier this month, I shared a contemplation around some of the aspects that we want to include and cultivate in this practice that we will be doing today. So do check out that video to understand a little bit more about the context of this practice. In this video today, we're going to be exploring what are called mudras, some hand gestures that can help us to come into that state that we're looking for when we want to hold the light. And so I really encourage you to be in a quiet space as you come into these practices and see how they feel for you. And if you enjoy these practices, then I'd love to invite you over to the Nid's Nidra app, where you will find that a little meditation practice to go with this, as well as a mantra affirmation practice that can really support you with this theme of endurance to the light and holding that light of hope as we go through these challenging times together. I wanted to give you a couple of movements to support you with this gene key. So they're very simple and they're very familiar to many of you. The first one is going to be that gathering up of your energy to come into your intention. So taking your arms up and wide overhead, connect the palms together and draw them down towards the heart center. Let the thumbs rest on the sternum and let the index fingers lift up towards the collarbones. Resting here, you can bring your eyes down towards your fingertips. And choose, say three times, I choose your intention. Releasing the hands back down. The next one is a beautiful way in which we can lock in our intention. So this comes from Donna Eden. It's also a way of locking in your energy so that it doesn't get so dispersed and distracted by the unnecessary. You just take index finger of each hand, one goes into the navel, one to the third eye, gently press in and slightly press them up, and again holding it for three, I choose your intentions. And then the final practice, and this is almost not a move in itself, is to take one hand to just above the crown of your head and one hand hovering over the navel. Allow the hands to gently hover, but try not to let them actually touch the body. As you stay here, try and tune into the quietness of the subtle sensation of the hands and the body, and the energy movement between the hands and the body at these two points. And I know that you might say to me, which hand is going where? It doesn't matter. Let's not overthink it. Just tune into the sensations. and then release. And the final one for this movement practice, not really movement practice, but moves to help you stay connected. It's like you want to imagine there's a little seed in between your hands and you hold them together, have the thumbs touching, and just let them rest wherever feels comfortable for you. And again, similar to the hand over the crown and the navel, tuning into the subtle feeling between the hands. Perhaps you can feel that seed of what your intention is energetically beginning to grow as a part of you. And when you're ready, you can shake out your hands, release all that energy. Let me know which is your favorite of those mudras, as it were, to support you with this energy. And know that you have just begun some neuroplasticity training that will help you with that endurance for the light, because we just keep coming back to the focus of where it is that you're going, where it's taking you. And will deepen your awareness of how your intuition can balance the guidance in your decisions. Have a wonderful month.